Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Welcome to Inspirational Journeys today, everyone. My name is Ann Harrison, and I am your host, and I am going to introduce you to a special guest who's got a new book coming out. But before we get started, I want to open us up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity, for bringing Mark and me together, Lord. Thank you so much for the opportunity for me to share Mark's story about his book with the world and his writing. Lord, may what we say be of value to the listeners and the viewers today. Lord, bless this interview, bless this conversation, and give us the words to say that will be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you. It's an absolute delight and joy to be here.
So why don't you start by introducing yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Okay, sure. So yes, hi, as Jen said, I'm Mark Snowd. I'm coming to you from Aotearoa, New Zealand, where we kind of say kia ora. So kia ora is a greeting that we say in New Zealand. And yes, I've written a middle grade novel called Maggie and the Mountain of Light, and it comes out in a week's time. I'm a teacher. Actually, I'm an assistant principal at a senior high school in Auckland in New Zealand. I'm a dad. I've got two daughters. And I also have a little dog called Wilbur, who's a rascal.
But he is. And it's interesting. And it's interesting, too, because when I was in high school in 1991, I won a trip to New Zealand. We went to Auckland, Snails Beach, Otorohunga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And let's see, where was that? We went whitewater rafting in Otorohunga.
Yes.
Warwick,
I think. Yes.
Yep, is where my buddy and her family lived. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a reason why The Lord of the Rings was filmed in New Zealand in terms of the scenery and, you know, what is here, the mountains and the rivers and the seas and the lakes. It is a beautiful place to be. Yeah, so I'm quite blessed to live here. I was actually born in England, though, so I'm quite English, but my family moved here when I was 6 years old.
So okay.
Yeah. Hence, yeah. I don't speak in an English accent. Well, you know, unless I've
New Zealand is one of the British colonies, so.
Yes.
So indeed. You can't, you know, you can't completely. So I have a question that I asked a lot of my Christian authors. Well, yes. Kingdom-driven authors, should I say. How did you know when God called you to write?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So in my life, I've done a variety of things. I worked as a full-time Christian youth worker when I was in my 20s. So I did some organization called Youth for Christ, which I'm pretty sure is a global organization. I think it started in America. So I did quite a lot of work for Youth for Christ. Also worked for a parenting organization. And then, of course, I've been a teacher. So I've done quite a lot of things in the community and for the community. And I kind of think I had a line that kept kind of sitting with me in my heart and you know, in prayer and stuff. And it was just like, it was a line that said it was merely a smudge on the canvas of creation. And so I was kind of thinking, oh, that's a beautiful line. I'd like to incorporate it in the story. And that kind of got me into the writing thing. I've always enjoyed reading actually, when I was in primary school, so when I was 10 years old, I won a competition for writing a story at school, and it was a story about a magic sword. And then I won the competition, and I was invited to select a book. And the book I chose was the Bible, and that was quite interesting for me because I didn't come from a Christian home, so we'd kind of been to Sunday school a little bit, but I think mainly because mum needed a break from us and we had some morning tea. So and then I always had kind of this faith, faith in God, even though it wasn't practiced when I was a little boy. And then I've been to Bible college. I went to Bible college in my mid-20s, and I studied a paper called Christianity in a Postmodern Era. And I looked at whether the gospel could be communicated through fantasy literature. And I studied Tolkien and C.S. Lewis, amongst others. Yeah, so that was a long answer to a short question, but a very interesting question. Yeah.
Was there an epiphany or an aha moment for you?
I think it was more like a steady building of calling to write. It's one of those things that you wonder if you can. You wonder if you can and do it well. Can you honor God, you know, through this writing? And then also a bit of seasons in life, you know, so a season there I was fully involved in youth work, and youth work is all consuming, really, especially community-based Christian youth work when you're working with some disadvantaged young people. Yeah. And in teaching is a fairly all-consuming job too. So.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jen used to teach too, so.
Yeah. So it's almost like you have those moments you say, well, yes, am I being called to write? And I feel that, and I do some writing, and it seems it gets well received, and I write some more. And then you're in the querying trenches trying to query. So I spent quite a long time querying. I wrote a young adult fantasy novel called Redemption's Fall, which was inspired by the story of Gideon in the Old Testament.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's what I first pitched to Jen. And she was really, really enjoying it. But she says I needed to recraft it and make sure it's all written from a YA perspective, because I had mixed up the YA point of view and an adult point of view. I had multiple point of views in the story. And so it's one of those things that you're doing, and you're trying to craft a novel and trying to be faithful to the call that you think is on your life to do that. And then you're not really getting anywhere. And so do you just kind of stop, or you keep going, or you try, or you just change? And I just felt like Maggie came about in the midst of that, in the midst of trying to be faithful to finishing the work that I felt God was wanting me to do, and then going, okay, maybe I need to just park that and work on craft a little bit more in a different way. And that's where Maggie kind of was birthed in the midst of that a few years ago.
What was the inspiration behind Maggie?
So the inspiration, really, my daughter, who's now 21, her name's Michaela, and she is very much like Maggie in terms of she has very, very high anxiety. She has severe food allergies. So when she was 6 months old, my wife Kimberly gave her a spoonful of baby muesli, and she started reacting. And we felt almost like a God moment then, because without any prior kind of thinking or knowledge about food allergies, my wife went, she's having an allergic reaction. And so that began our journey. We rushed her to the doctor of the hospital, and it was proven yes, and we found out a whole litany of food that she was significantly allergic to, including egg, dairy, peanuts, all these different things. And so we had to try and look at keeping that away from her diet. Since then, she's picked up celiac as well. So at the moment, she can't eat egg, dairy, wheat, which makes it an interesting challenge when we're trying to feed her. But regardless of all that, she's really shown a determination to get involved in the things in life. And why I did a Wayfinder Girls is because she, in New Zealand, Girl Scouts, we call them Girl Guides. And so she got heavily involved in Girl Guiding to the point of being a leader in the Girl Guiding world, to the point of getting her Queen's Guide Award. So Queen's Guide is the top award you can get in Scouts, Girl Scouts. And it was just kind of like thinking about a 12-year-old girl like Michaela, Maggie, who's challenged by some of the same things that she was, and yet is able to get into this kind of magical adventure. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So very, very heartfelt for me in terms of having my daughter as the muse. I did read each night when I was kind of developing, I read a chapter to the family around the dinner table, and we're getting some feedback, and there was it's quite a couple of moments where I read a scene from Maggie and the Mountain of Light. There was a bit of pause as we talked about it or laughed. Michaela said something in response to the scene, and then we went back to the book, and the very next line was exactly the words that Michaela had just said. Maggie's thinking, and she went, "Dad, how do you know what's in my head?"
It's a God thing.
Yeah, and I just feel that's for a dad to be able to understand their daughter's thinking was quite a special moment for me, because it's not like I've actually captured the way that she thinks. And when you're I'm not usually an anxious person. In fact, I'm quite easygoing. I'm quite I have a bit of fun, but my daughter's very anxious. So even at a stage when she was little, that if we went for a walk around our neighborhood, and me and my other daughter Hannah would be, "Okay, let's go," and then we'd look back and Michaela stopped and saying, "No, I'm not going any further until I know where we are going. I can't walk around until I know exactly the route I'm taking." And you know, for me, that's a very, very foreign thing to have, but to be able to understand that and capture that, or the heart of that and the struggles that would have for a young person, I feel quite blessed about that. Yeah.
That's just, wow. That, I mean, I not gonna say that I understand that, but I have spatial orientation issues, so I kind of get it in a way. Yeah. Because I am, might as well say totally blind. I have light perception, but and I can see shadows, but I can't tell what they are. So yeah, I can, if I'm in an open room, I get disoriented. So yeah, that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will be honest about it. So let's talk about your process. Did you outline the novel, or are you a total pantser?
So,
or a little bit in between.
A little bit in between, yeah. So I kind of a little bit of the inspiration when I was thinking about it was that whole kind of scene which the cover illustrates. It was Corinne did a beautiful job on the cover. But the cover illustrates the girls being out in the woods and something happening. And that was the kind of thinking that I had. So it was kind of that image of girls in a kind of dangerous situation and everybody else freaked out. But one of the girls saying, "Can we get a badge for this?" Which I found quite, you know, humorous. And it was that kind of scene. I thought, yes, that would be, who would that be? And that would be a girl guiding pseudo organization, and then the character. And so it was kind of getting an initial idea, having some other key points that I wanted throughout the book in the book, and then joining them together. So I didn't really outline it hugely until I'd actually started. So I'd started. And then I went, I need to outline a little bit more and take some changes.
Did you do any, did you have to do a lot of research with it?
Yeah. So I did quite a bit of research into, because there's some hidden history in Maggie and the Mountain of Light that, people who love history, and I have, my friend AJ at school, who's a media and history buff, he kind of really enjoyed that, and other people have said, I've had to Google some of those things to see if they're true. So it is a fantasy, but then that's kind of birthed or based in our current modern world, and there are some historical aspects that are true. And so those historical aspects I had to research to make sure I had them right. So any kind of place, some of the settings that are in the book, and some of the links to history, and also some of the links to the actual Mountain of Light.
Wow, I thought that was just, that Mountain of Light was just a fantasy thing. I didn't know that was a real.
Yep, that's an actual real. In fact, if you Google Mountain of Light right now, you'll be able to see that is an actual legit real thing. Yes, so it is the Koh-i-Noor diamond on the Queen Mother's crown. and the Cornell diamond has got a very cursed history. So Ooh. when Razia talks about that that diamond, that is all researched and I don't know, you know, it's verified in terms of the history of that particular jewel. Yeah, so other little things like that. So
and I don't want to spoil it, but no. I do know that at the end, the Queen Mother, let's just say she's not, I mean, she's a gentle spirit.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So are there any, like, tips or things that you discovered about, you know, any tips or takeaways you want to share that you've learned through this process?
Yeah, so it is at times quite a lonely and it can be quite soul-destroying writing, in terms of you feel you've got something that you want to share with the world. You feel like you've been called to do this, and yet sometimes you're in the desert, you're in the wilderness, and you feel like, oh, am I really getting anywhere? I'm just walking around and around and around. And so I guess one tip is just to, you know, keep going. be faithful to the call that you feel is on your life. Get people that will join you in that journey, that will support you. And I feel absolutely so incredibly blessed to have connected with Jen and Monarch. And Jen is what a wonderful person to have on a journey, on a writing journey. Mm-hmm. And also the other Monarch authors. What an incredible supportive group of people. So it can be just someone that will support you in that journey. And, you know, I kind of really got into my first book as being, no, this is what I'm called to write. This is what I have to do. I must do this. And I got a little bit, I think, a little bit stuck, a little bit down. And it was out of that, then something else was birthed. And so I guess to just try and stay open to what is happening in that call, or what is happening in your writing, or being willing to change direction slightly. So I was still clearly writing, but I wasn't writing on what I thought I would be writing at the time. I haven't completely pushed away Redemption's Fall, and Jen reminded me a couple of weeks ago. She says, oh, I've been thinking about Giddy. I call the character Giddy, and mm-hmm. and it's going, so it's still there. It's, you know, but it was like developing your craft as well. So so don't give up. Get people to join you on the journey. Be open to just changing your direction at times, or looking at new opportunities.
I didn't know if you had it with you, but I wanted to know if you wanted to show off. It'll be out when people are hearing and seeing this, but I wonder if you wanted to show it off.
Don't actually have a copy yet.
Oh, wow. Oh, oops. Caught you off guard. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's all right. So this is where it is. And, being in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we're quite a long way away from everywhere else. And the author copies and the Goodreads giveaway copies have been sent to me. So, but it's been 2 to 3 weeks and I haven't received them yet. So,
oh, okay.
It's just that the delivery times to New Zealand can be long, can be delayed. So I'd love to show them, but I don't have anything to show.
I didn't know.
No, you didn't know. And that's fine.
Well, hopefully, though, when Jen does your book launch.
Yes, hopefully.
That Saturday, the 8th, I think it is.
Yes, correct.
You'll have your books to show off.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping to
do. Do the ooh ah, you know, like she does.
Yeah.
Are you still working on your fantasy?
Yes. Yeah. So that's a really good question. So I've got so now it's like what's next for me, and what's next, and I've still got a full-time teaching job, an assistant principal. Still got those commitments that I need to have with the family, and other things as well. And it's just this little, every now and then, a little tug. I should be writing. I should be writing. And like finding the time to do that, or no, not finding, making the time. So I still have got two things that are in my writing kind of goals. One is to write the second book of Maggie, which I've already started. You know, the title is Maggie and the Cosmic Landfill, and it's about a little diversion away from the Fae and into a bit more looking at what's going on in our world. And then secondly, I want to rewrite aspects of Redemptions 4, the young adult fantasy, with the point of views as much as possible, if I can, from a YA point of view. So recrafting from an adult point of view to a YA. So I've got two kind of big projects that I've got to do.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Oh, no. And I was just saying, I've also got a little Wayfinder's rule book that I'd like to create as well, which, you know, all those rules that Lady Marie keeps talking about it through the book. I'd like to have a little rule book that people.
Oh, wow.
Can, yeah.
Okay. That now that sounds cool. So, where can people find you online?
So, yes, they can find me. I'm on all of the main social media. So I, the website, there is a wayfindergirls.org website. So you can go there and you can find things about who I am and some of my family. So one thing that we did as a family with my daughter, Michaela, and her allergies, we made sure our birthday parties, because Michaela actually didn't get invited to hardly any birthday parties as a little girl, because the other families were going, well, we don't want her there. How can we cater for her? What if something goes wrong? So we always went to town. We went overboard on our birthday parties. And you'll see that on the wayfindergirls.org website. There are actually some little photos and thoughts about birthday parties that you could do, including birthday cakes that Nanny made, that Michaela's grandmother made, and a little bit of tips of raising girls and dealing with food allergies. So I wanted to make it more than just me. It wanted to be about, you know, families and things. So that's wayfindergirls.org. And then I am on Twitter as Mark Snode, Facebook as Mark Snode, Instagram as Mark Snode, and also LinkedIn as Mark Snode. So,
oh, wow.
So kind of things you kind of have to be in as many places as you can so that people can connect with you. So I'm probably more on Facebook and Twitter than Insta and LinkedIn, but
yeah, me too. So is there a Bible verse you'd like to share with us today?
I think that one of the Bible verses that kind of hit me in terms of, and it was interesting when I was reading Lord of the Rings and thinking about how the Lord of the Rings was used, you know, by Tolkien. It's become something quite amazing in the world. But it was like the verse that says that God uses the small things of the world to confound the wise. And I always kind of sat when they're like that one, because, and I feel like it kind of relates to Maggie as well, because Maggie is not a typical hero. When I look at all the middle grade literature that's out there, you know, she hasn't got any special magical powers. She's not got superpowers. You know, she's a 12-year-old girl with severe anxiety, allergies, and asthma. And yet, you know, how she works with her team and her people to do some incredible things. And I think that's a verse, you know, that sometimes when we're writing too, we just feel like we're just a small little part of life. But, you know, God can use what we can do to do something amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So before I ask you to close out in prayer, is there anything else on your heart that you would like to share?
I'm just feeling just gratefulness. Gratefulness to be in a position where, you know, my book is going to be launched, feeling grateful to be able to share. And I'm really hoping that, this book is a fun read, but I think also I hope that people get some hope from it as well. And people can see themselves a little bit in it or in the struggles that they face. And that, you know, we can get there as people. Yeah.
Okay. And I really do appreciate you coming on the show. So why don't you, I'm going to ask you, would you like to close us out in prayer?
Sure. That's really kind of you. And thank you. Yeah. Father, thank you for the opportunity to share something of who you are, of your love, of your care, of your compassion and wisdom. I pray your blessing on all people of faith who are wanting to connect with others and make a difference in the world. I pray that you'll continue to lead us and guide us with your strength and wisdom and with your hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thanks for joining us on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, your story matters. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast. And my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
And thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com and use the code InspirationalJourneys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy writing, writing, and celebrate the day. Challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Ann Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnnWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnnWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnnWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.